You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. The year in review at several of our great museums in Los Angeles. Art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here to do a retrospective now. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
Let's look first at LACMA, particularly that blockbuster of The Rock, which I'm ashamed to admit I have yet to see. That was big news early in the year.
And I think it even surprised the people at LACMA, the hundreds and hundreds of people who not only turned out for The Rock's arrival, but who witnessed its transportation inch by inch from Riverside. And it coincided with that Land Art show at MoCA. Michael Heiser showed up for it. It was really quite a triumph. And if you go to LACMA, they've sort of transformed the back of the museum into a little desert landscape complete with rock formation.
And people are flocking to see it. But there's a lot else that's happened more fine art-wise, not to diss The Rock, at the County Museum this year. What was that?
Don't diss that rock.
I'm not dissing The Rock. Oh. I'm sorry. I love The Rock. But there's paintings, too, right?
And sculptures by Ken Price, the ceramic sculptor who worked in the 60s, showed at Ferris Gallery, a long overdue show. The installation by Frank Gehry in the Resnick Pavilion is a triumph. You really get to see the work up close, these beautiful surfaces that he created, these soft, luminous colors. It's a wonderful show.
And the Caravaggio show was still up.
That's right. Bodies and Shadows, Caravaggio and His Legacy. And this is a real eye-opener. Not only are there a number of Caravaggio paintings that have never been seen in America, the show also documents his influence not only on other Italian artists, but on artists from the Netherlands and from France and from Spain, the use of light, the use of shadow, and the use of nudity. It's a really beautiful show, and that installation was done by the architect Fred Fisher. So they've been bringing these architects in who make special arrangements with the works of art at LACMA.
What's up at the Getty?
Well, while we're talking about beautiful shows, Florence at the Dawn of the Renaissance, these Giotto paintings, seven of them, never before seen together here or anywhere in the United States. So that's wonderful because this is the artist who really introduced the idea of a naturalistic appearance in painting, working on panel. But the big part of this show that is also interesting is that they show the manuscript illuminations by different artists from Florence at that time. And there is even an original manuscript by Dante.
Wow. Details about these shows are on our website, kcrw.com/arttalk, where you can also read Hunter's texts as well as the inimitable Edward Goldman's. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.